You're now tuned in to the Front Row Hoopcast. Your show for everything Butler basketball. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Front Row Hoopcast. I am Ari Castle. The Bulldog season was over about a month ago, so we were planning on not having any new episodes, but we got lucky enough where Tom Davis from the News Sentinel up in Fort Wayne kind of caused a stir the other day on social media after an article he posted. We're joined right now by Tom Davis. Very nice of you to come on, Tom. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Always enjoy listening to your podcast. I'm glad to be a part of it today.
Appreciate that. So I kind of want to get into it here. You wrote an editorial piece the other day, which you stated about a Butler recruit. You had a few thoughts on that. For people who didn't read it, can you kind of give me the brief rundown of what it was?
Sure. Well, first of all, I need to emphasize it was an opinion column.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to say most readers. Some readers don't understand that. Some coaches don't understand that. Some recruits don't understand that. But it was an opinion piece. But the two points were, number one, if Jamarius Burton does sign with Butler, he's not an absolute need for next season. He absolutely could be down the road, but next season they're not desperate for that position. And the second thing, my second point was, it's an odd combination of schools that he's visiting between Butler and Wichita State, because there's such stark differences between the two institutions. So that leads me to believe that the foundation of his decision was solely basketball related, which I think is very short-sighted on his part. So those were my two points. They don't really desperately need him for next year, and it's an odd combination of choices that he's visiting this week.
All right, yeah, that's what I read, and I want to emphasize again that you said this was an editorial piece, an opinion piece, and in an opinion piece, you can state your opinion. It doesn't need to have a bunch of factual basis. That being said, Tom, I went to Butler. I'm a journalism grad. What I was always taught is that when you're going to write an op-ed piece, you got to be able to back it up. You got to be able to have some facts to it. I can't just go out and write a piece saying Tom Davis is a white supremacist, and I better damn well have some evidence to back that up. I think one of the things a lot of people were upset with Butler-wise is that you at one point called into question the player's intelligence and maturity based off not really that much background information. I mean, do you not think that was a little unfair? I mean, just to say he was basing it. My whole thing is the decision to attend a school can't just be weighing down a kid's mind to either athletics or academics. There are so many other factors that go into place. And so I think kind of saying, based off the list of schools, the academics and the athletics are different, to question a kid's maturity or intelligence based off those two factors, I don't really think is fair.
Well, certainly your opinion, and you're entitled to it. So, I mean, it's not a matter of I'm going to sit here and say I was right and your opinion's wrong. There's probably somewhere in between where there's some degree of truth to mine, there's some degree of truth to your opinion. Here's my point. I'm not saying that the kid, just to clarify, I'm not saying that Jamarius is immature and dumb. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he's basing his college choice for solely basketball-related reasons, that is a dumb decision and a immature decision. So perhaps I did not make that clear in the first article. I've since written a second column posted this morning re-emphasizing those points and trying to be more clear with it. So your point is very well taken. If indeed you read into it or anyone else read into it that I'm calling the kid immature and dumb, no, I'm saying his decision, if all he is thinking about are athletic reasons, then that is an immature and a dumb decision. So there's a difference between he is immature and dumb, and that's an immature and dumb decision. What I believe is that's an immature and dumb decision.
No, I can agree with you on that. Did you attempt to try to reach out to him at all, to talk to him for the piece at all?
No, I did not, because number one, it was an opinion piece, and my opinion was what it was, and so it's not really a feature story. I certainly understand where you would want to reach out to him, but I'm just writing an opinion column that if he's considering these two institutions, I find it curious. So I don't need him to explain, quite honestly, well, it's not really just basketball related. Well, if you look at the two institutions, it would have to be, in my opinion. Now, if he said, no, Wichita State has one of the nation's best biology departments and I want to study biology, I guess there'd be some validity to that.
But well, yeah, I was going to say, that's a little unfair because, I mean, there's a ton of, he could have family in Wichita. He may get along well with the coaches there. I think that's why I almost thought it would have been better to talk to him, because if he had said, you know, this is a pure basketball decision, I could have seen your point. But just when I was picking a college, I mean, there were certainly more that went into it was athletics and academics. I don't know. I thought it was a poor choice of words on your behalf, maybe. I mean, you rewrote it.
Sure.
Did they ask you to take that down, or was that your decision?
No, I didn't take the first column down. It's still up, and I re-emphasized my points in a second column just to be more clear, because it's interesting, and I'm sure you've done this 100 times in your career. You write something, and people read into it what they want to read.
Oh, for sure.
Regardless of what the specific words are. And so I just felt I needed to readdress it. I'll be quite frank with you. I needed to readdress it to be more clear for people on both sides, both Butler people and Wichita State people. And so I did. And so both columns are posted at newsentinel.com. And so I didn't take anything down. I reposted it, and they're both sitting there.
Did the Butler coaching staff reach out to you at all?
Yes.
What'd they say?
Quite frankly, they weren't happy.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Can you talk about that?
Well, I don't want to go into great detail because they're private conversations.
But, fair enough.
Suffice to say, they were very, very unhappy, and we had a cordial conversation, and we shook hands figuratively at the end of it because it was over the phone. But I think what gets lost sometimes when, you know, I and this wasn't from Butler's coaches, but I get a lot of feedback saying, why do you hate Butler and all of that? But what people need to understand is nobody at the New Sentinel in Fort Wayne has ever told me to cover Butler basketball, ever. Quite frankly, it does very marginal interest in Fort Wayne, or has very marginal interest. It doesn't do that great of traffic. But out of my own kindness, my own interest, I'm the sports editor, and I could make that decision. And I chose 10 years ago, or 9 and a half, to start covering Butler because it was a very highly successful program in a major market, and there was a niche audience that wasn't being tapped into. And so I started. And so on my own volition, I've covered Butler for 9 and a half years, and I've overwhelmingly been very, very positive. And so it is frustrating at times when administrators, coaches, fans of Butler express how disappointed they are in my coverage, because 98.6%, and I'm, you know, pulling that number out of my ear, is overwhelmingly positive. But 1.4%, I'll state my opinion, and you may or may not like it. And I do think that separates me from other writers that cover Butler, not website writers, because you do get opinion on websites from time to time. Certainly you do. But from print standpoint, I think there's a lack of opinion and analysis and perspective sometimes in the print part of the coverage of Butler basketball. And I tend to fill that lack of an area, so to speak. But you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, and I'll make them tomorrow. And, you know, you just do the best you can and move on.
Anything else you're working on for Butler coming up that we can look forward to?
You know, to be frank with you, the degree of coverage that I'm going to provide Butler in the future isn't up to me as we speak. That's being weighed by leadership at newsentinel.com. Because quite frankly, the leaders at my supervisors have caught a lot of
flack.
Aggravation,
yeah.
And flack from not just fans, but Butler, people connected with Butler. And the level of traffic that we get to our website and the aggravation that my supervisors are dealing with right now aren't equal. And so, quite frankly, they're to the point, why are we even messing with Butler? So I don't know what I'll do with Butler in the future, to be quite honest with you, which, you know, if I don't cover it, I'll miss it. but really that's not my call as we speak.
That's actually disappointing to hear. You know, I think I speak for all Butler fans where even if we disagree with something you say, and quite frankly, I've disagreed with some articles you've written before. I mean, I love, you know, anything Butler coverage. And as someone who's, you know, I've gotten flack from administration and coaches and fans too, I would really hate to see you get removed from that. So I'll be hoping that you will get to stay on.
Well, we'll cross our fingers and see what happens.
Tom, I really appreciate you coming on. I think Butler fans are going to get a real good kick out of this, a real different side of the perspective. So thank you again for doing this.
No problem. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one, Tom. Thanks again.
Bye.